Happy Sabbath. Isn't it a marvelous thing that God is doing for us and with us? If you turn over to Mark chapter 13 and verse 37, we'll get things started here in just a moment, but certainly see a lot of things going on in the world. Troubling times are upon us. If we're paying attention, if we've been looking at the Word of God, we understand that these things were coming. And really, that's my hope today, is to inspire us to dig in even a little deeper, to look a little harder. I titled this sermon at Gregoria and You. Gregoria is a Greek word, and I'll reveal the meaning of it in a moment. I basically didn't want to tell you up front in the title so that you would go, I wonder what this is about. So far, only one person has come up and knew what it was about completely. But let's turn to Mark 13, and we'll read verse 37. And these are the words of Christ, of our Lord and Savior, of our Master. And he says, "And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." And that word watch is from the Greek word Gregorio. And it's the word that we get the modern name of Gregory from, and it means watch, be alert, be aware. It's not the kind of watch that you wear on your wrist. It's not the watch that you act on when you're laying on in your easy chair or sitting in your easy chair watching, you know, television, where you're not involved. This is a watch that requires involvement. This is a watching, an active verb, and you need to you're to be involved. This command here from Christ, and it literally is that, a command. It's in the Greek, it's done in the imperative tense, which means it's an imperative command from our commander. He says, you must do this. You must watch. It's a clear command given by the authority of God, by Jesus Christ. It requires our attention and our obedience to that command. I think we can all agree on that. But are we obeying? Do we even understand what the command is? But it is vital that we know. If it's a command from our God, from our Savior, from our Lord, we must understand what it is. Again, the Greek word is Gregorio. It's spelled G-R-E-G-O-R-E-A-U. And I'm probably slaughtering it if you're a Greek scholar, but you can find it in the Strong's Concordance as word 1127. It's used 14 times in the gospel by Jesus Christ. 14 times. And you must understand the context of each verse in order to grasp what's going on. And my goal here today isn't to wow you with all these different verses. We're not going to do that. I remember one of the things is my parents began to come into the Church of God. There was a man, Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong. Some of you younger people who have heard of him may not know him. But I got to see him on television before he retired from the television program. And one of the things that impressed me about this man, above all the other so-called televangelists, was that he was humble. Because what he said was, don't believe me, dust off your Bible, read it yourself. I could have tried to do it in his voice, but Sylvia tells me it isn't close enough. Don't believe me, prove it for yourself, was essentially. And that astonished me as a young person who believed in God, who went to church at a Presbyterian church. It astonished me, having watched these other people on TV with their flashy coats and their expensive Rolodex, you know, Rolexes and all their cars and houses and everything, who claimed to know the Word of God. This man said, don't believe me, read it yourself. And that's what I'm suggesting today. Don't believe me, read it yourself. I'm just going to touch on a few verses. I'm just going to try to give you a sense of an understanding of Gregorio, of the watch that we are commanded by our Lord to do. We turn over to Matthew 24 now. Matthew 24, and we'll read verses 42 through 44. Is this a physical focus that we read about here, or is it something else going on? Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Watch therefore, and this word watch again is Gregorio, the same word, Strong's 1127, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, Gregorio, and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Is this a physical command? Is this about watching your house and protecting it from thieves? Or is something more going on? I think we all understand that there is something more going on. There are three other passages in the gospel that deal with this, that discuss it in a similar way, or that use Gregorio, and that is translated as watch. I'm not going to tell you what they are. There are two clear thoughts going on here, though, in all of these passages. We don't know when he's coming back. We have no idea when he is coming back. And we need to watch so that we're ready. But what does it mean? It's very important. It is necessary for us to be ready for his return. So he tells us to watch, but nowhere, anywhere in the New Testament does he specifically define what he means by watch. When he says watch, he doesn't specifically say, this is what I mean, you're my disciples, watching means thus and such. So how do we find out what he means? It's very important that we understand. His example is to be our guide, and I would refer you to 1 Peter 2, verse 21. Christ is our commander. He is the one who sets an example for us, and we need to do what he does. The remainder of the 14 verses in the gospel, well, we'll turn to a representative verse in Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verses 38 through 44. Matthew 26, 38. And then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here, and Gregorio with me. Watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face. What did he do to watch? This is where we need to pay attention. He went on a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what, could you not watch, Gregorio, with me 1 hour? Watch, Gregorio, and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And so he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. What did he do? He checked his alignment with God. He was watching his alignment with God. He was watching his character. The disciples slept, however. They failed. They didn't prepare for what was coming. And look how they handled it. You know, read the story later on as he was captured and taken off to be killed. How did they handle it? They ran in fear for their lives. They weren't ready. They weren't prepared. But what did Jesus Christ do, and how did he do it? In a larger scale, he spent his entire life watching his character compared to God. He spent his life watching so he didn't sin. You can read, I'll refer you to Hebrews 4 and verse 15 for that. But in the last hours, he did intensify his watching, didn't he? To the point where he actually had blood coming out of his sweat pores. He was so intense as he prayed. Turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, we'll read verses 41 through 44. Again, this is the same story. He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. God sent him help because he needed it. He was struggling. It was a difficult thing to face. He was human, and he had experienced humanity. He had experienced the aches and pains of everyday life. He'd experienced, and he knew what he was facing because he had planned it. By his example, he shows that watching is about spiritual preparation. That's not to say that watching the news or knowing what's going on in the world isn't important. Absolutely. I don't think that I came here to, you know, slaughter our teaching that watching and knowing what's going on in the world is important. Not at all. We need to know so that we can sigh and cry over the abominations that go on in this world. But we don't have to wallow in them. I would suggest that if we want to wallow in any kind of watching, it's this: paying attention to our character. It's about spiritual preparation. And it puts the spotlight on Grigoriu, on watching. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And he rose up from prayer. So it's about, it was about praying. This watching, this Grigoriu that he was involved in, was staying in alignment with God, talking to God, and being immersed in the teachings. Let's turn now to Revelation 16, verse 15, and we'll see this watching in an even brighter light. Revelation 16 and verse 15. This watch here in Revelation 16, verse 15 is again Grigoriu. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who Grigorius watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. What are those garments? What are the garments that we're talking about here? We're to watch over our garments, our character. The righteousness of the saints is the garments that we wear, the white robes, if you will. Our character. We can read in Ephesians 5, verse 27, that we're to remove spots. In 2 Peter 3, verse 14, the wrinkles. We want to get our garments in the best shape possible. In James 5, verse 22, there aren't to be any holes. This garment needs to be in the best shape possible. We need to be working on it. So in conclusion, brethren, watching Grigoriu is very important. It is about spiritual preparation. It is absolutely linked with his return. There's no hint of anything else. Turn also to Revelation 3, verse 3. We have an important warning from Jesus Christ. Revelation verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3. When Jesus says watch, he's commanding us to be spiritually prepared. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not, Grigoriu, if you will not watch, I will come unto you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come to you. Are we watching? Are we Grigoriu? Are we going to be ready for the return of Christ?